Saudi Arabia will permit alcohol sales at select tourist venues by 2026, in a significant policy shift aimed at boosting tourism ahead of Expo 2030 and the FIFA World Cup in 2034. The government has confirmed that around 600 licensed locations will be authorized to serve alcoholic beverages to non-Muslim visitors. These include five-star hotels, resorts, and designated zones within large-scale tourism projects such as Neom, the Red Sea Project, and Sindala Island. This marks the first broad loosening of the kingdom's alcohol ban in over 7 decades. Permitted drinks will be limited to wine, beer, and cider, with a maximum alcohol content of 20%. Spirits and other high alcohol beverages will remain banned. According to Saudi Moments, all alcohol must be consumed on site. Takeaway sales, retail distribution, and public advertising will remain prohibited. Alcohol will also remain unavailable in homes, shops, and public areas outside of the license zones. Officials said the changes are part of Vision 2030, Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman's wide-reaching plan to diversify the Saudi economy and reduce reliance on oil revenues. The plan aims to position the country as a major destination for international tourism and investment. The rules will be enforced under tight controls. Licensed venues will be operated by trained staff and regulated by clear operational standards. Violations, including serving unauthorized individuals or offering takeaway alcohol, could lead to venue closures or legal action. The general ban on alcohol for Saudi citizens and Muslim residents will remain in place. Religious cities such as Mecca and Medina will continue to prohibit alcohol entirely. Saudi Arabia had already opened its first alcohol shop in decades in January 2024. Located in Riyadh's diplomatic quarter, the store is open only to non-Muslim foreign diplomats. Access is limited to customers who register via a government app, receive foreign ministry clearance, and comply with monthly quotas. Mobile phones must be sealed upon entry, and purchases must be made in person. That pilot initiative was introduced to regulate diplomatic alcohol access and curb black market sales, without changing the broader prohibition affecting the general public.